The following is a Bible study course from the United Church of God. To view this lesson and other resources online, please visit ucg.org.
Bible Study Course Lesson 7, The Calling of God. Points to Ponder. Points to Ponder is a regular feature of this course, to help you reflect on the major points you have just studied and to think beyond the content of the lesson and apply it on a personal level. It is meant as a study aid and a spur to further thought on these important biblical concepts. We suggest that you take the time to write your answers to these questions, as well as to other questions that may come to mind. Please feel free to write directly to us any feedback about this lesson or the course itself. Must God first invite or call people to become part of His family? Or is it up to each of us to first call on Him? Consider Matthew, chapter 22, verse 14, John, chapter 6, verses 44 through 65, and Romans, chapter 8, verses 28 through 30. What immense sacrifice did God make in order for mankind to have access to Him and salvation? Consider John, chapter 3, verse 16. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 9. What kind of attitude does God need to see in us? Do we need to see our shortcomings and smallness in comparison to Him? Consider 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 24 and 25, and Isaiah chapter 66, verse 2. What help does God offer us to enable us to have a relationship with Him? Are there any conditions to receiving that help? Consider John chapter 14, verses 16 through 26, Acts chapter 5, verse 32, and 1 John chapter 5, verses 2 and 3. Through the gift of the Holy Spirit, God extends the opportunity for a relationship with Him and offers each person an eternal, priceless gift. What is this gift? Consider Matthew chapter 25, verse 34. 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 through 3, Titus chapter 1, verse 2, Romans chapter 6, verse 23, Romans chapter 8, verses 11 through 30, 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 12, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. God made a covenant with Abraham and then with ancient Israel. Did God say He would make a new covenant? Consider Jeremiah chapter 31, verses 31 through 33, Hebrews chapter 8, verses 6 through 8. What essential ingredient is needed in this new covenant? Consider Romans chapter 8, verses 13 through 15, Ezekiel chapter 36, verses 26 through 28. Who are members of God's family, His household? Consider 1 Timothy chapter 3, verse 15, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 through 22, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 27. What distinguishes the true disciples of God and makes them a part of the true church of God? Consider Romans chapter 8, verse 9, and 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 13.
Thanks for listening to Points to Ponder. This concludes Bible Study Course Lesson 7, The Calling of God. To find other resources online, please visit ucg.org.